Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, we have Annette Esposito in studio this morning from Holly Springs Jewelers. And I think it's really funny that when we ask Burt Show listeners, look, if you got a piece of jewelry that you were really kind of on the fence about that you didn't know if it was real or if it was fake, would you want to know? And we took a whole bunch of calls, and like 80% of those calls from women said, yeah, I would want to know one way or another. Even if I did it without my husband knowing that I went and I got the education, I would want to know if it's a real diamond or not, right? Mm-hmm. So we had all these people set up over the last couple of weeks, and one by one, they have dropped out when reality struck, and we told them, look, we can do this thing, until we got down to one person. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but...
Chicken.
What's that?
Chickens.
Would you just rather not know and just assume?
That's like so fifth grade.
You're yeller.
You're chicken. Yeller. Well, I wonder when it comes to crunch time, like you said, I wonder if they're it would change. Oh my God, if you found out it was fake. I mean, just imagine the repercussions of that. You know, like if you had this engagement ring, especially that you found out was fake. I don't know.
Like, wouldn't you want to know the truth though, one way or the other? Or would you just like to say, you know what, I'm sure it's real, and just talk yourself into believing it is?
If you've been waiting a long time to get engaged, I'm not sure you want to know
really?
Right off the bat. You might want to bask in that glory for a little while.
Okay. Well, first we're going to put Tracy's jewelry underneath the microscope here. And there's
Isn't
kind
it
of
the monocle?
Underneath
the
monocle?
It's a loop.
A loop?
A loop.
Underneath the loop.
All right, and then we're going to talk to Burt Show listener Kristen, whose story is a little bit more intriguing. But Trace, tell us the history behind this piece of jewelry.
Well, my mom and dad started dating when they were very, very young, and my dad gave my mom a pair of diamond earrings, or I'm assuming they're diamond earrings, when they were 16 years old. My mom lost one of them in the beach, so of course they're now divorced, and she thought I might like to have the other one, so I had it made into a necklace. But I don't know, he was 16. Like, can 16-year-olds really afford diamonds? But then it's never been told to me that they weren't real diamonds, so I have no idea.
Does your mom just assume that they were real?
I don't think she's ever said. Like, I think that I've always just assumed they were diamonds, and she's never told me differently. You know, like, I always just said, it's your diamond earring that you lost. Can I make it into a necklace? And she's like, yeah, sure. Your dad gave it to me. So she never said, well, honey, they're not real diamonds.
Would this, if you find out it's fake, will you start wearing it less?
Actually, I don't wear it that much now because I'd always assumed it was real and it meant so much to me because my dad gave it to my mom that I never wanted to risk losing it. So I kind of have it, but so I guess I wouldn't wear it less, but I'd kind of be a little bummed, I guess. Because, I mean, don't you kind of want to think that, I mean, it's isn't it more of a romantic story that my dad gave my mom a diamond at 16 right, rather than a cubic zirconium?
Yes, it is.
But think about it. You could wear it more because, I mean, if it's not real and you lose it, meh.
Yeah, you can wear it all the time now. There's silver lining.
It's still got sentimental value, just won't be as expensive to replace.
You know what? Now I'm thinking, okay, it's 7 o'clock. My mom's in the car right now, and she didn't ask for this. And as far as she knows, she got a diamond at 16. And as far as she knows, she passed on a diamond to her daughter.
All right, well, you're going to find out very quickly if it's the real deal.
I know.
Tracy's mom, turn down the radio.
It's real.
It's real.
Really?
Wow. Go, Dad.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It's got a pretty big inclusion in it, so it's like an I-1, which means that's probably why he could afford it, too, because it wasn't a diamond. It's white, but it's got a little bit of inclusions in it. So.
What's inclusion?
It's like there's different things in diamonds because they're natural, so they could have different. They could have diamonds inside diamonds. They can have carbon. They can have garnets. There can be different elements inside inside a diamond.
Mm-hmm. Bert might not be able to remember, but I can tell you what an inclusion is because I think most guys know more about diamonds than women do.
I don't think I know.
Oh, I went to school when I bought Jessica's diamond. Like, I mean, I
got school.
Pretty bold though to say that guys know more about diamonds than women do.
Absolutely.
You think?
Yeah. Do you know the scale? Do you know the four C's
and what the scale is
for all of them?
I'm not going to get a diamond, so I didn't educate myself on it.
I don't think most guys know more than women do about it.
I think Jeff may be right.
Absolutely.
It was clarity.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah. I'm out.
Clarity
yeah,
cut.
Color.
There's another one.
Carrot weight.
Carrot.
There you go. And inclusions are just like the little flaws and stuff in it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're going to, on some diamonds, you're going to see them more easily than others. And I-1 means imperfect.
Okay.
So
I told
so
these.
I'm sorry, Bert. I just want to specify what the inclusion is in this particular piece.
It looks like another crystal.
Okay.
So it's a diamond and a diamond.
So there's kind of a cool story behind it. I mean, it would probably cost him a fortune back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a fortune isn't that much for a 16-year-old,
though. That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So he made the effort to get my mom diamond earrings, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And she lost one of them? At the beach. God, that's so
while crazy. She was making out with another guy.
I know. It's terrible. Oh. God, that's heartbreaking that she lost one.
Is this about the time of year where a bunch of women will come in to find out if it's real or not?
Actually, men and women. I mean, I have stuff come through all the time. Being a gemologist, they want to bring it to me to tell them if it's real or not, and I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I just did it yesterday again to another guy. He inherited a bunch of jewelry from his mother, and he doesn't know if it's real or not, so I have to go through and pick out what's real and not.
I would think that this would be about the time of year that women got jewelry around the holidays, mm-hmm. and for 3 or 4 weeks, it's starting to eat at them. Like,
right.
They're just not sure, and this would be the week where they go, screw it, I'm going to go find
right,
out.
Exactly. Let me go get it clean for Valentine's. Yeah. Right.
Cleaned.
Yeah.
You want to take a look at that while you're cleaning it?
Right.
Thank you.
Is that what they usually say?
Mm-hmm.
That's the excuse they use to
uh-huh,
get in there?
Yeah. Well, it's been about a month, and it's time to get it cleaned.
Let me ask you a question that all women want to know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
How easily can you or a trained eye spot a fake?
Oh.
Immediately.
If somebody's wearing a big old 3-carat cubic zirconia, can you tell in passing?
Oh, yeah. Cubic zirconia is going to look a little purpley to us.
In passing?
Yeah.
So you don't even have to have your
loop
on.
Well, it depends. I mean, if it's really clean, yeah, it's hard to tell, but people don't keep their jewelry that clean. So as soon as the cubic zirconia gets dirty, it gets like a haze, an oily surface to it, so it's easier for us to tell.
All right. Before we get you on here with virtual listener Kristen, who wants to know about her ring, Kelly has a question for you. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hi.
My question is, every time I'm around a black light, one of my diamonds glow. I have 3 diamonds in my ring, and one of them glows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of curious, is that sort of saying that it's not real? Or
actually, that's saying it is real. What happens is a lot of diamonds, it's called fluorescence. And back in the 70s, when disco was really popular, they used to call them disco diamonds because you'd go into the black light and your diamonds would glow.
Oh, really?
I'm really curious as to why you're spending so much time around black light.
Actually, I first noticed it when we took our kids to Rock City and you go through the little fairyland.
Yeah.
And we're pointing stuff out, and my husband and I noticed that a couple of our diamonds were glowing, and we started questioning, oh, my gosh, because we had them specially made. We thought we might have got gypped or... But only one of them glows. That means there's different diamonds, different types of diamonds in our rings?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of different diamonds.
Okay.
They have different elements that make them glow. They'll have, sometimes they'll glow purple, orange. You know, they'll change colors, too, when the fluorescence hits them.
Did you think that she just had, like, one room that had all those rock and roll posters, those velvet posters?
You know, the Spencer's Gifts Museum. Lava lamps, those big glass things that you touch, and the little light goes to your hand, and that Black Sabbath poster.
All right, Annette Esposito from Holly Springs Jewelers is here, and let's get virtual listener Kristen on the voice disguiser.
It's activated.
Hello, Kristen? Hello?
Did you pick her up?
Nope. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
There you go. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing good. You're on the voice disguiser. There's no way that anybody could recognize your voice at this point, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, give us a little history behind the ring that Annette is going to be taking a look at here.
Okay, the ring was a Christmas gift. It didn't come in a box. It came on the tree. There's no paperwork on it. I haven't been told the clarity, the size, where it's from, anything. My husband can't give me any of that information, so I'm just kind of curious.
What is his reasoning for not giving you that information?
He just doesn't know. He just picked it out, is what happened. He just picked it out.
And he said
from somebody else's house in the middle of the night when they were not home, or...
Well, I think she probably can't give too many details because, I mean, she is on the voice disguiser and she doesn't want her husband to know in case he is listening, you know, so she can't give exactly word for word what he said to her, you know?
Did he say, though, he did go to, like, a store?
Yes.
Okay.
He did say he got it from a jewelry store.
Okay.
But when I ask him, I'm being nosy. So that's what I'm told, is I'm being nosy.
But you still should, if you get a rock like that, you need to get it insured. And for that, you should get the paperwork from the jewelry store. They'll give you an appraisal. Even a pawn shop will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I asked for that, and he didn't get it. And I can't imagine why he couldn't even tell me what size it is. I mean, I don't even know what the carat is on it.
If you find out that this thing is a fake, how will it change your attitude towards the ring and towards your husband?
Well, first, I don't know. I'm really nervous right now because I don't know. I mean, what do you say to your husband? Thanks for the fake ring. Right. Love you too.
Well, I think I think even if it's real, it brings up questions because if he didn't insure it. Like, to me, even if it's real, I would question where it came from. Who did it come from? I don't think it came from a store.
I don't either because it's not financed. I haven't seen any bills, and there wasn't money taken out of savings. And, I mean, I'm Bert when it comes to finances. He does everything. But I at least know how much is in the bank, and there's nothing on.
She says she's clueless about finances like you are.
Yeah. I do nothing. My wife takes care of all the finances in the house, so we're in that boat together, yeah.
Is your husband a pretty well-off guy? I mean, we talking about somebody who could afford a real diamond?
He could afford a real diamond, but I don't know that at his time we could afford a real diamond.
Okay.
But we're not poor, but, you know, we just got a new car as well, so...
It does raise an interesting point. Like, if you find out that it's fake, what do you say to your husband? First, you're offended that he gives you a fake ring. Then he's offended that you didn't trust him enough. And then, what a house of mirrors. Or do you say anything at all, right?
Well, my husband is the kind of person who can turn anything that he does around on anybody else who's involved.
He's a man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Usually right. Somehow, in the end of the conversation, it would be my fault.
Yeah, we go to class for that.
years of training, like her gymnology training.
That's what the Boy Scouts, the Eagle Scouts, all those, that's what they do. They teach kids that. It's not campfires and crap like that.
We're not learning what north is, where south is.
Those patches for how to lie and how to turn things around on other people.
Manipulation school.
Okay, Kristen, at this point, I will turn it over to Annette Esposito from Holly Springs Jewelers, and she's going to be brutally honest with you if this thing is real or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Annette, take it from here.
It's real.
It's real.
It is real.
That's a relief.
And they're really nice diamonds, too. They're a little off color, but they're very, very clean.
They're off color. How big is it? Can you tell?
You've got probably about a 3/4 carat in the center and about 70s on each side, so you're about 1.5 carats total, a little over.
So the good news is you've got a real ring. The bad news is it's probably stolen.
No.
he took it off a corpse.
Oh, God. That's clean.
Well, Kristen, congratulations. Oh. At least it's the better of two alternatives here. It's real, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, even if it is stolen, honestly, if it's real, I don't really care.
If this were in your shop, about how much would this ring cost?
You're probably going to be, as they're very clean, so you're probably going to be about, 5,000?
Wow. About $5,000.
All right, Kristen.
Hey, that's not too bad.
Now you're going to start, but like Melissa says, women think. So now you're
going to
start getting all stressed about where the money come from.
Is it an heirloom? Is it something he bought for somebody else in the past? Is it, all these questions? Not to plant a seed.
Sorry, Kristen's husband.
Actually, the mount is kind of new, so I wouldn't think it'd be that.
Okay.
So maybe he proposed to somebody else and was just holding onto the stone, and then had the stones replaced in the setting.
Right.
Maybe you would do that, Jeff.
I'm just wondering if that's a possibility.
Annette, would that be a possibility?
Well, one of the diamonds is an older cut. It's called an open culet. The part at the bottom of the stone is open, so they're not all cut the same.
Which means what?
That one stone's a lot older than the others.
So he did get one stone from somewhere else.
Which, you could have put it together that way.
I'm just curious. I mean, we're not CSI doing anything. Can you tell us the name of the older cut, is it, which stone is it? Is it the center stone?
No, it's the side stone.
One of the side stones. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to tell us the name of the other woman he loved?
Unfortunately, it's not lasered on the side. Otherwise, I could do that for you.
Etched inside the band.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, you found out it's real, but now you've got a whole other set of of questions that need to be answered. So.
Yes. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you for coming. She's actually in the other studio.
Right.
Yeah. But we had to put her on the voice disguise.
Yeah, Kristen's going to come in studio and, you know, slap my face or something here in a second. But.
All right, Kristen, thanks a lot. And I'm going to put you, well, I don't need to put you on hold because you're in the other studio. Yeah. You can come on down here.
Yeah,
all
come
right?
on and get your ring.
Come on in, honey.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No